Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
القرآن نور وبيان، القرآن هدي الإيمان، القرآن مسك الختام، يا قرآن عليك سلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters in faith, listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program. Let's recite the Quran. We were reciting Surah Al-Qasas and analyzing the rules of Tajweed in the verses of this Surah. The last verse that we recited was verse 20 of this Surah. And we're continuing the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Here within the studio, I have two honorable students, Brother Ahmed and Brother Mustafa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Thank you very much. We're continuing Surah Al-Qasas. We're reciting this surah and we're mentioning the rules of Tajweed that appear in the verses of this surah. The last verse that we recited was verse 35 of Surah Al-Qasas. And now we're going to continue from verse 36. Okay, Brother Mustafa.
Yes.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فلما جاءهم موسى بآياتنا بينات قالوا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما جاءهم موسى بآياتنا بينات قالوا
ما هذا إلا سحر مفترى
قالوا ما هذا إلا سحر مفترى
وَمَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي آبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ
وَمَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي آبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ
Very good. Remember the ghunnas. Can you tell me which places we have ghunna?
And falamma in
exactly.
On meme.
Well, falamma, that's one.
And bayyinatin qalu.
Very good. That's the ghunna of ikhfa of nun sakina.
Yeah. And sihrum muftara.
Exactly.
And muftaram wa. After it.
That's another one, but since we stopped on muftara,
so we don't.
And we continued from wama sami'na, there was no ghunna.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُفْتَرًى وَمَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي آبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ
But when Moses came to them with our signs as clear evidences, they said, This is not except invented magic, and we have not heard of this religion among our forefathers.
Brother Ahmad, it's your turn, brother.
وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى
وقال موسى ربي أعلم بمن جاء بالهدى
ربي أعلم بمن جاء بالهدى من عنده ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار
ربي أعلم بمن جاء بالهدى من عنده ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار
ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار
Do we have ikhfa here?
Yes, we do.
ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار
Remember what I told you in the last episode, how we have to make the articulator that is used for pronouncing the letter of ikhfa inclined to the place of articulation of that letter. Waman, waman. We don't say waman takun. No, this isn't correct. وَمَن تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ
وَمَن تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ
Exactly. And also, مِنْ عِنْدِهِ
مِنْ عِنْدِهِ
Not عِنْدِهِ عِنْدِهِ وَمَن تَكُونُ وَمَن تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ
وَمَن تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ
إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ
إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ
Guys, if we learn إِخْفَاء of نُون ساكنه, it's one of the most challenging rules of تجويد. And I can easily say that you have learned 1/3 of the rules of تجويد just by learning إخفاء of نون ساكنة and تنوين. That's how difficult it is to learn this rule. So make the effort to learn إخفاء of نون ساكنة and تنوين. All the other rules of تجويد are much easier than إخفاء. Because إخفاء, we have many letters. Okay? We don't have just 5 or 6 letters. Okay, they say that we have حروف ما بقي. What does that mean? It means the remaining letters other than the letters of the حروف الحلقية, the throat letters of إلحار of نون ساكنة, the one letter of إقلاب, and the 6 letters of يرملون. All the other letters, they are letters of إخفاء.
Correct.
So you don't need to memorize the letters of إخفاء. You should only memorize the حروف الحلقية. You know what they are, حروف الحلقية?
The word letters that come from the throat.
Exactly, from the throat. Yeah. You have Hamza, Ha, Ha, Kha, Ayn, and Ghain. These are the 6 letters of the throat of the pharynx. They're all pronounced in the throat. And if we have one of these letters after Nun Sakina or Tanween, do you know what happens?
Izhar.
Izhar takes place, exactly. What does idhar mean?
Default recitation.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't apply any ghunna or anything.
I mean, it has a natural ghunna because it's noon. But we don't do ikhfa.
Right.
We don't do idgham. We have a clear pronunciation of noon sakina.
Right. Correct.
Min indillah, for example, in the phrase min indillah. The first nun sakina has ilhar because there's a ayn after the nun sakina. An'amta. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta. Right?
Right.
This is also ilhar.
وقال موسى ربي أعلم بمن جاء بالهدى من عنده ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار إنه لا يفلح الظالمون.
And Moses said, My Lord is more knowing than we or you of who has come with guidance from him and to whom will be succession in the home. Indeed, wrongdoers do not succeed.
Okay, let's continue. Whose turn was it?
Mustafa.
Mustafa's turn.
وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي
وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي
مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي فَأَوْقِدْ لِي يَا هَامَانُ عَلَى الطِّينِ فَاجْعَلْ لِي صَرْحًا
مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي فَأَوْقِدْ لِي يَا هَامَانُ عَلَى الطِّينِ فَاجْعَلْ لِي
صَرْحًا فَاجْعَلْ لِي صَرْحًا لَعَلِّي أَطَّلِعُ إِلَى إِلَهِ مُوسَى وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ
فَاجْعَلْ لِي صَرْحًا لَعَلِّي أَطَّلِعُ إِلَى إِلَهِ مُوسَى وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ
كاذبين with a dhal. How is dhal pronounced? Can you tell me?
You should put the tongue between the teeth.
Exactly. It's an interdental consonant. Interdental means that the tip of the tongue is placed in between the upper and lower teeth. The, like that. Dhal and law are both the same in terms of the place of articulation. And also tha is also the same. Uh-huh. But they have different characteristics. Law has istirla, dhal does not have istirla, it has istifal. Tha has the characteristic of hams, which means it is not voiced, it's voiceless. It's quiet.
Right.
It's silenced. So a letter can have the same place of articulation of another letter, but with different characteristics.
وقال فرعون يا أيها الملأ ما علمت لكم من إله غيري فأوقد لي يا هامان على الطين فاجعل لي صرحا لعلي أطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه من الكاذبين.
And Pharaoh said, O eminent ones, I have not known you to have a god other than me. Then ignite for me, O Haman, a fire upon the clay, and make for me a tower that I may look at the God of Moses. And indeed, I do think he is among the liars.
Okay, thank you very much, brothers and sisters, for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان